It's the Pranks and Firth podcast. I'm Ash Frith. If you don't know that, welcome to the podcast. It's called Pranks and Firth, we should say, because my friend over there, little Jassy Peanuts.
Little old Jassy Peanuts, I am.
We are Justin Panks and Ash Frith. And
we aren't. You're only one of those. You're only half of that.
And together we are Wild Stallions.
Yeah.
But people get our names wrong constantly.
We've got weird names. We've got names that look like other names. I feel like we're explaining that whole thing.
We have to. I've realised we haven't done for a long time, and we have certainly had an influx of new listeners.
I would say Banks is a very popular name.
Yeah,
Banks. I can think of Jeff Banks, Gordon Banks, Shabba Banks, Franks.
No, but Panks.
Barclays Banks, exactly. Sperm Banks. But Panks is not.
How did Sperm Banks not catch on? I think they should be as popular as Nat West.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
I'd like to make a withdrawal, please. Oh, no! Of course.
Yeah, I mean, the big... Have you ever seen Inside Job?
No.
Well, they should remake that
Panks.
About Sperm Banks.
Yes! I was just about to say, Panks, shall we write a bank robbery heist film, but where they're robbing a sperm bank?
I've got some breaking news.
Yes, please.
I just picked my teeth with a cable tie and knocked my crown out.
No. Yeah. When?
Then. As you were
no,
saying about
what
bank,
a lie.
As you said, as you.
You've knocked a tooth out with a cable tie. Who'd have
my
thought?
Crank, my crown. My crown.
Does that have to get glued back on?
I'm going to do it myself. Hang on. I'm in a mirror.
How do you glue it back on?
I'm just going to stick it in.
Or just push it on?
I've said that before. Yeah. Hang on.
Wow, live dentistry.
This is live dentistry. Hang on.
How does it stick, though?
It doesn't, clearly. I knocked out and I was pissed and put it back in myself and then I've just forgot. And, hang on.
Well, is that this morning?
Hang on. You're not far wrong. Now, I've got a half-chewed peanut and I've got to work out what way around it goes. That way.
You put a little arrow on it. Pointing in the right direction.
Oh, God. I've got to get it back in. Hang on.
There you go. This is live Pranks and Firth. It's Jussie Peanuts putting in a peanut into his gobble. Is it all brown like a peanut as well?
Yeah, it kind of is, which is kind of gross, isn't it?
Did they match your teeth colours?
Even my bionic parts are fucking decaying.
What about, you know, when they go, all right, we're going to match it. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to work out. I'm trying to feel with my tongue which way around it goes. I don't know. It goes that. It's a bit like a puzzle. I like puzzles. So
yeah, god puzzles. You didn't want a god puzzle. This has really interrupted our talking about a sperm bank heist movie.
All right, you go through the synopsis and I've got to get this.
Okay. Justin Panks and Ash Frith, two stand-up comedians. Not in this film, they're not, though. They are Panks needs one more job. I've just come out of being inside, and then you are...
Inside me? Got it in. You just crawled out, splashed on my belly,
and you're
like, we need more of this.
We
this
need
ain't
more. So,
can't get no more ash. We can't get no more ash. Your balls is all dried.
They're empty.
And you go,
your balls is all ringed out.
And then you go, oh, I know, I've got an idea. And then you pull out the Playmobil city map.
Yes.
Get a couple of Matchbox cars.
Hold them down. And I tap on it with...
Here's what we do.
And we organise the road. But we have to put a team together. You've got the bag man. You've got...
There's always that thing where they go, oh, this is Frankie two times. Who says everything two times, and this is bullshit Jim. Yeah, you know I mean, they've always got a little... Yeah. I always think it'd be quite easy to, if you was a policeman in a gangster... the gangster realm, because you just basically go down to the NHS and go, who has got mental health issues?
Yeah, who's got like, something that really makes them stand out?
Yeah. Like, who's got OCD so much that they, you know, have to say
you got
11 times?
Simon Safecracker. Over there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's just loosening his collar the whole time.
He got some bloke what can't stop scratching his neck or something. They called him Scratchy Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got... There's always one
so
guy.
We've got to populate our gang with two-dimensional Dick Tracy-esque characters.
What about when you're... It's the same as a building site, I've just realised. Everyone gets a nickname based on either what they very much are or very much aren't.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, like Shorty.
Yeah, and he's 8 foot.
7 foot eight bloke. That's so funny, though. And Lefty, if your name's like John Wright.
Oh, Slim.
Yeah, oh, let me guess. Was that yours?
No, it wasn't. Luckily, I wasn't fat.
Was mini head.
I wasn't fat then. I did have a big head.
Head shrunk. Do you know Ash met a head shrinker once? Killed him. He didn't get you, did they, mate?
They didn't get me. Couldn't get near me. Maybe I will go to one. Who is it that shrinks heads? Was it the... Is this a, I think, maybe a racial stereotype on voodoo? I don't know where we stand.
Well, that's how shrink got the... That's how psychiatrists got the nickname shrink, isn't it?
Is it?
A head shrink. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right. Okay, no then.
Well, I know. I think a head shrinker, what they used to... I think that there was a certain tribe that used to sort of like get little coconuts and paint faces on them.
Yes.
And then pretend that was their fallen enemy.
Mm.
My
favourite head shrinker.
My favourite head shrinker was... but there was a tribe in somewhere like Tonga where they used to kill their enemy and lay them out on a rack and place sweet potatoes under them. Have you heard this?
No, go for it.
And then the bodies would all decay and decompose and rot and drip ooze and guts and that all onto onto their sweet potatoes.
Okay. And then what? Oh, they would eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd get that brain thing from eating human brains that you get.
Yeah. So that's that.
I mean, that is gross, isn't it? But you'd eat that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably would. But I think that the thing is, eating other people's brains is not good for the old system.
Very bad for the system. Also, why wait for them to decay?
Because I just think that was the nice, like Worcester sauce.
Yeah, do you think?
Well, there was that famous Roman condiment. All like rancid, fermented fish guts out in the sun, didn't they?
I don't know that.
Yeah, there's this famous, the Roman condiment. It was like rancid, a buck.
Caesar sauce.
Yeah, something like that. And it was like a famous ultra tart and, you know, whatever those words you'd use to describe something like that, pungent and...
It is strange how some disgusting foods are a delicacy and some...
Well, like mouldy cheese.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, she'd go, oh my God, that's disgusting. They let that stuff go out and rot. And yet, like, fermented wine is a traditional drink. That's just
mate, talking of disgusting things, and this is not my choice. It was one of those ones where it was in the house.
Mm.
All the other booze had gone. I drank a bottle of, like, basically pink champagne.
Ugh.
Yeah, and it was like a 50, 60 quid bottle of pink champagne.
Oh, all right, mate.
No, I'm Podcast just saying. It wasn't, well, no, it? What I'm saying is it isn't like I got it from Aldi. But yesterday, the day after I had it, it was the worst hang I've ever had.
Pure, I get from that sort of shit, heartburn, like I've just drunk
exactly
a pint of bile.
Feel like I've been tampered with in the date hole.
A cracking head. Oh, really?
My ass just felt like I said, like the Joker's mouth, and my head was in a vice. I just couldn't do anything to soothe it. I walked into City and got a fry up and then basically laid on the couch all day and then did a gig. And I was so hungover. And it was free booze there as well.
Lovely.
So I did have two pints there.
And
I could sort of walk home. And then last night, the night after that, there's a bit of a two-day hangover. I slept like a mofo.
Really?
Like, really slept.
And that's... Like, you've not slept like that since you've not been doing so much manual labour.
Since I was a baby, mate. I don't think I've slept like that. There was all commotion in the night. People were poorly and up and down and flushing toilets and stuff, and I didn't hear any of it.
Really? Yeah. Gone straight through.
In the morning, I was like, what's going on? I can hear the washing machine. It's like, yeah, there's been, you know...
We've had to change the bed because I shit
sick.
It.
There's been sickness. The five-year-old has been sick everywhere and there's up and showered and I literally slept through all of it.
Well, I'm hoping that's what happens to me when the baby comes.
When the baby come?
I'm truly hoping for...
An angel.
An angel to come. Well, she is one, really, because she will do all of that.
No, you mean hoping for the baby to be... You know, oh, little angel sleeps through.
I thought you meant for someone to come in and do all the work.
Oh, you already got that.
I can't breastfeed as much as I've tried with these dry old dugs. They
well, they're
not
dry,
the
but I mean, if you...
Yeah.
Let's say you went for the birthing pool and you got in there as well because you're like, well, it's a hot tub and you're in there in that...
And I love a hot tub.
You love a hot tub. This one's got all strings of mucus. Both my children were water births and that was grim. But you jump in and the baby pops out and you and your wife are sitting there both naked. I think the baby would try and latch onto you first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then work its way down to the smaller breasts of your wife.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So you always start, you always take on the big, always take on the big challenge first.
Because they're full of milk.
Well, no, yours aren't, but they would look, appear to be. They're full of something, aren't they? But they would look more, they would look more juicy and appetizing.
Thank you, mate. That is one of the nicest.
You've got very plump, firm breasts. If I can say that.
You're always tweaking them, aren't you?
Like a little tug. How do you like that, my man?
I don't like it, but carry on.
I watched Ice Cold in Alex the other day, again. One of my favourite films.
Is that by the Gumbo director?
Gumbo? No, it's not by Gumbo director, no. It's got John Mills in it. It's an old black and white British film set in Africa.
Spoke about that quite recently.
Watch it again?
Yeah. That's right.
I've told you I watched it.
Was Crispin in it?
Crispin?
Crispin Mills, his grandson.
No.
Hayley Mills, his daughter. Doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, I was thinking of another.
Pleasurewood Hills.
That's fucking Hills.
Pleasurewood Hills.
But there's a bloke in there pretended to be South African. And I love those old English films where the actors are sort of like probably Shakespearean trained, but crap at everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, and the South African, he stands on a, well, I don't want a spoiler alert. I mean, it did come out in the 50s. He stands on a bean tin in a minefield and thinks it's a mine. And John Mills looks round at him and the South African goes, there's something under my foot. But he's not actually South, it's the actor, delivers the line. Yeah. It always tickles me away, says it. There's something under my foot.
And he thinks it's a landmine, it's a teen of bins. Does he get
it's
executed?
A teen of bins. It is a teen of bins.
Teen of bins.
Do you know, when I was 15, I used to hang around the skips. I was a teen of bins.
Have you
How
ever...
quick I am, I'm quick.
I've been drunk before and then gone to the local Tesco where I used to live and they had the big cage where they put all the food that was going to be taken away. So then they just dumped it. Uh-huh. And I have grabbed a sandwich on the way home from that crate.
Uh-huh.
Are you still picking that tooth?
Yeah, can you hear that?
Yeah, of course we can all hear it.
All right. Well, I did live dentistry, mate.
Have you ever done anything like that? I mean, it was fresh food. It was just they were going to dump it.
Have we ever stolen food?
I mean, yeah, we've all stolen food. I mean, like, literally from outside where they're about to send it away.
I'll tell you what we did once. We all did that thing where we told our parents, I say that thing, this might be peculiar to us, but we told our parents we were doing, like I say, me and a few mates would all stand around mine, and then I told my parents I was staying around his. And
never
we all
did that.
And then we went and just stayed up all night down the wreck, sort of playing fields. And it was dreadful.
Yeah, and awful situation.
We didn't even have a tent or nothing. We just sort of sat up.
Why didn't you take a tent? If you planned it all that much.
We didn't plan it. We were just, and we just sat outside the sports centre. And even in the summer, it gets quite cold at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, damp as well. It's the dampness.
Yeah, damp and cold. And then it was like Saturday morning and one of them was like, they're going to be having all the deliveries at some shop. It's not there anymore. There's a little shop called Greens, I think, incriminating myself. That was like where where people would do newspaper rounds and they had like a little tobacco, like a little news agents. And we went there and nicked a load of milk.
As it was delivered?
Yeah, I mean, they had like a milkman came and left like 6 crates of milk out front. Yeah. And we just took a crate of milk.
A whole crate?
Yeah, we did. We're like foxes, urban foxes. We drank one bottle of milk and chucked the rest in the river. Just like, well, fuck it. That's what we did.
Well, I was a milkman's assistant for a bit.
Yeah, I remember he was a pedo, wasn't he?
There's no proof he was a pedo, but he did ask me if I wanked in the bath.
Okay. It's the definition of proof of a pedo.
He didn't actually ask. He just made a joke and then was like, you know when? And I went...
And made you watch him do it?
No, he never did anything inappropriate. I should point that out.
Mm.
And... He's still going because I saw him probably.
What, in the bath?
Ago.
I bet his fingers have been crinkly by now.
That might be nice. Did you ever hear that rumor? It was about lots of different celebrities that they would pull the wings off a blue bottle and then get an erection.
No, that's different to what I heard, but go on.
Get an erection in the bath, trap a blue bottle, pull its wings off, and then stick your bell end out like it's a little island, and then put a blue bottle on it and make it run around because it doesn't want to drown to make you spaff up. So it's like a horrible volcano.
A different one, and my method actually sounds more efficient.
Come on.
You get a blue bottle, and you get like a paper cone or like a big sort of cone. And you put that, you lay on the back on the bed, and you put that over the
back.
It's what flies around and bounces off the cone, and these little bristly legs and that keep brushing against you.
Like, yeah, who's making this shit up?
Well, I've heard that one, blue bottle and a paper cone. And I remember when I was at school, we said that our science teacher used to have sex with a tobacco tin full of warm liver.
Isn't it so weird? Because I was thinking this, right? The other day, I dropped my daughter off at the childminders. And she's allowed to take one toy to the childminders with her, right? But she had taken two dolls, like Disney princess type dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to take the other one home with me. So I just popped its legs in my pocket. Right, I popped it in my pocket, but the top of it was sticking out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine a jean pocket. And as I'm walking back, there's a school kid walking towards me, and he went, okay, as he walked past me.
They're so cocky now, isn't it?
Okay. And I thought, because I now walk past him every day that I drop my daughter off.
Yeah.
And I thought, you're only one thing away from you being the guy who's always got a kid's thing in his pocket to be a pedo.
How we just spoke about that milkman. They might have a podcast in 10 years talking about, and there's that remember when we grew up, there was that creeper guy just walking around with doll's legs hanging out of his pocket.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. No, the head was sticking out of the pocket, so the legs were in the pocket. So it was like a...
You got something, ain't you?
It looked like I
was... You woke
was,
up with athlete's cock.
It looked like I was... Like, I had a Disney princess on my left pocket near my crutch to attract children to look at my groin.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's... You are that close to being tarred with that brush by kids.
They used to say, careful, you get kidnapped. And like I've said on here before, I used to think back then they meant I'd be kidnapped and tied up, and they'd write a ransom note and send it to my parents and say they actually meant
raped.
That you're gonna get raped. But they didn't tell us that because now you walk past a kid and they just go, pedo. Well, I get it a lot anyway. That might just be my own experience. But they just call everyone pedos.
Yeah, they do.
And that's why our parents never gave it to us.
No, that's true.
And I do think that these things like go in and out of not fashion, but cyclical, like probably in the sort of like 1800s and mid 1800s, kids used to do that. So then parents will get together and go, let's stop telling them about that because they're overusing it. And then like now we've stopped, we forget. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like how trousers go sort of like tight and then bell bottomed. Like when skinny jeans are like properly de rigueur 10 years ago, like the sight of someone in anything slightly flared actually made you sick in your...
Yeah.
But then when I was a kid, it actually looks offensive.
Yeah, isn't that strange? Because it can't do, really.
No, because like then, now, the girls and that... I'm trapped in skinny jeans now.
Can I just say one thing? We're not saying that paedophilia is going to come into fashion in 10 years.
No, I'm not saying
thank
that.
God. Thank
but
God.
I'm saying I think society realised...
People think they're weird now, but you wait 10 years' time, we'll all be doing it.
Well, I mean, you could say that about other sections of sexuality, couldn't you, that were deemed as just as evil?
Yeah.
They were deemed just as evil, and now they're acceptable.
Maybe they were just as evil. Yeah, I don't think it will happen with paedophile or bestiality, but it is weird to think.
Bad, mate, is it? That's victimless.
I'm just saying that.
That's victimless.
Oh, well, but isn't it weird that other things were treated the same? You're absolutely, in fact, less so. Really?
Well, in ancient Greece and that, it was normal to bum a swan.
Well, they constantly talk about little boys, weren't they, back then?
That's how they always... I reckon that's where that old myth came from. Oh, swans can break your arm. How do people know that?
Yeah, you'd do anything to get out of that kind of leg lock.
Yeah,
it?
That's right, isn't it? That
they
is...
Fight their virtue is their strongest virtue.
How do like people... Who's getting their arms broken by swans?
People who are trying to rape swans, mate.
Yeah, I think it comes from ancient Greece.
Yeah. You try and have sex with a swan that doesn't want to be sexed, then I'm telling you, it will break your arm. I'll
why
break your arm.
Were swans?
Tell you what, you try
to
have sex with me and I don't
them
want
as well,
to, I'll
they?
Break your arm. What?
You break them. Then they used to wipe their arse on them.
The necks. I don't believe any of this shit. I don't believe anything.
Maybe that's why they've evolved, to have them long necks.
We bred them to have longer necks.
Yeah. Selective breeds. Crossbred it with a giraffe.
Isn't it funny? What about like
a swan should be called a giraffe duck in German.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
So I've been thinking about something.
Oh, yeah. Do you need me to say, oh, yeah, then? Or yeah. Are you going to cover it anyway?
And,
oh,
have you? There's been a lot of furore this year about dogs and fireworks. Have you seen it?
I don't think they should have fireworks.
I'm team firework. Humans live in houses.
I was talking about dogs. I was saying dogs shouldn't have fireworks. Was the joke?
Oh, I've got it. And I think, no, because we're humans, and the humans live in houses, in streets, in towns, in villages, in cities, and we have fireworks. Maybe I don't like fireworks, Ash, but no. I love dogs. But even I can see the lunacy. This is back to front. If the dogs can't come and live amongst the city,
you've got the wrong creature.
Maybe we get rid of the dogs. Maybe you say, if your dog, like, you don't go, oh, hedgehogs get run over, we should stop driving cars.
You know what? You know my stance on all things animal. I was literally thinking this on fireworks night when I was like, well, maybe if your dog hates fireworks so much, you shouldn't have a dog.
The cities and the towns, you can't stop. At what point do we start devolving? Do we start coming in and going, oh, the rats can't get in the house because we've got double glazing and there's no gaps, just drill big holes in the floor. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like we're going backwards.
I hate fireworks.
I hate fireworks and I love dogs. But people that say, I've got a dog, therefore no one anywhere near me should be allowed to set up fireworks, is the wrong way around.
Yeah. But question anyone that wants to have fireworks at their house. Very torn on this because I totally agree. Don't, like, the dog isn't the, you know, the humans are the people who live there. The dogs are their guests. I fully agree.
Guests is a bit, I mean, is that not a bit polite?
Maybe. However, they're slaves. Yeah, they're slaves.
Yeah, slaves. Yeah.
But I don't think adult people should have fireworks at their house.
I don't think people should go to fireworks displays. I've never been to one.
I went to one. I've been to one, like a big one, and it was a pretty horrible experience, actually, because it's cold and you basically go, right, the fireworks going to start at 8 and at 9 they haven't started. And so it's pointless. What about a big bonfire? I liked it back in the day.
Yeah, it's different.
I think dogs are right with fires, aren't they?
Well, don't know. But I just think...
I've seen one in a pub noshing itself out in front of a fire.
That's true.
That's embarrassing. You're in the pub and there's a dog plating itself out in the middle of the floor.
Don't use that expression.
That's one of the rules. It's plating itself out. I remember I was in a pub in Muswell Hill when I lived in London, and this bloke had this big German Shepherd, and it was proper 2 inches of its snout up its own clunge. And he's going, Sasha, stop it. And it was just sitting there. Everyone was just looking at it. No one was saying anything. And it was either that sort of like...
Shut up, mate. Come on, Panks.
It was three... And I couldn't look away.
You finished yourself off and you went out.
No, I didn't. But it was gross.
Yeah.
Could have been children there.
Yeah. Fireworks are stupid. Dogs are stupid, really.
Little Sasha plating herself out in front of all the men.
I wonder how she's doing now.
Dead.
She'd be dead.
I tell her, I threw a banger at her. Okay. We're fast approaching tomorrow.
Fast approaching tomorrow. Without any hesitation, that's happening. One day, that won't happen.
Do you think it's time we got rid of this daylight saving bollocks?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean...
Not now, it doesn't.
No, it's crazy. I was thinking this when we changed them, whenever that was, October. I thought it doesn't change anything. Like,
I've seen... They all say it's for the farmers, didn't they?
Well, they used to say it was for farmers. Yeah, but
farmers, I've seen them out in the field. They've got big floodlights on their combine harvesters that are GPS controlled now.
But you know, it was actually a guy who wanted to play golf. It was done so a guy could play golf.
No, see, I heard an urban myth that a load of Scottish school children got killed in a car.
Yeah, that's not true. That is
true. I don't think the golf one's true either. It's all just like... But it's worse.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. What's
the point? It makes it worse. It's
just a shit trick. And then you've got to go through that whole thing of a week of people going, well, it's really...
Why do people say it's an extra hour in bed anyway when it's on a Sunday? You can lay in bed all day if you want, don't they? Ain't like they do it Sunday night, you get extra, you got to get work an hour later or earlier.
Oh, it's, I've got children, so they, you can't do that. They wake up at the same time because they don't.
Yeah, because children wake up and look at the clock and go, oh, it's not seven yet, I'll go back to sleep. Kids get up when they get up.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. There's no extra or less hour.
No, that's totally right. And you go to bed an hour later or earlier the next night.
Yeah.
It's so totally pointless. It's one of the worst things that the Western world does.
What are you trying to say? Other people ain't got clocks.
I don't think everyone does it. I think it's just some countries.
I don't like anything that comes out of the ground, I've decided.
About potatoes?
No, don't like potatoes. But I mean animals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you hibernate, like, if they grow under the ground like a Schaefer beetle, like those grubs. And well,
there's
sort
some
like...
that are, like, years and years under
that
the
ground. That is them cicadas, isn't it? Cicadas, isn't it? Yeah. But they, and then they all come out on the same day down like somewhere like down in the southern states of America.
How do they know?
That's what they're saying. That's why it's called a circadian rhythm. It's like just done on something. Yeah, but there's other things in the animal kingdom that they say they don't know. But scientists don't know how pigeons navigate.
Mm.
Like you can take a pigeon and chuck it out and it'll always, in a homing pigeon, always come back. And they're saying, is it magnetics or is it this? Or is, I don't think they know how they do it. But then I think in this day and age, we should know. I don't see why there's any... I'm struggling to think of anything we don't know.
It's really strange. It is really strange. They can't dissect a pigeon and then see the part of its brain. Or don't even dissect like a pigeon, put it in an MRI scan.
Yeah, or put one of those little sort of like electrode swimming hats on it and then and just sort of like see what parts of its brains are working when it's flying.
Yeah, do that. Why can't they do that?
Why don't they do that?
Put a little battery pack between its legs.
So I saw... They came up with a vaccine for a new thing very quickly, right?
Oh, Christ. Here we go. Yep.
I'm just saying. And I saw Pfizer in America have done this advert about getting children vaccinated. And it, I mean, the cynicism of it and the kind of evilness of it, it is like something out of a totalitarian sci-fi movie with a vision of a dystopian future. They are Skynet. They had all these little kids going, we are superheroes. We are going to have the vaccine to save people.
I can't remember.
Heroes.
Just while I think about it, just while, because I can't remember. Are you pro or anti-vaccine? I can't remember.
I'm not actually anti-vaccine.
No,
I'm actually not.
I know.
But I'm just sort of like, I just think that the big pharma looked at what happened with the banking crisis.
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah. I reckon that the big pharmaceutical companies looked at what happened with the banking crisis and were like,
we'll have some of that.
And how can we rinse loads and loads and loads of all the money?
So I am not anti-vax, I am pro-vax, but also...
You're scared of needles, mate.
Yeah. But what I'm going to say is there is no difference between what's happening now and what would happen in the dystopian film where the big pharma are doing all of the things the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? It is that.
That is the thing. Like, you can go, well, this is exactly what they would do. And also,
and
the corruption is so huge that, and like I've said this before, I do believe that it's a bad virus, and I do believe in lots of the things we should do.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying they're handling
of it. There's people making billions and billions of pounds. So, of course, you're going to have people who think it's all a conspiracy because some of it actually is. Like, there are people who are stealing money. There are people who are giving their mates billions of pounds worth of contracts.
And we don't know nothing about it.
And it's just continuing. So, of course, there's going to be people who go, well, no, I'm not going to do anything
corrupt. Imagine if this film, Skynet, go, we get $35 per vaccine, and they go, they work it out, how many billions are going to have their vaccine? They go, well, what if we told them they've got to have it twice? And then they did that, so they get twice as much money. And now they're saying, then they go for free now. It's just, it's like Netflix. It's just a monthly subscription to fucking Pfizer to be, just be allowed to go out. We're basically being taxed for being alive.
I think the worst, so I am, as I say, pro-vax, but I think the worst of it is the, like, again, with social media and stuff, the black and white hatred of it all. Like, I don't know if you get vaxxed, you can't spread it. I think you still can. You can still get it, but it lessens your thing. But it's like, if you choose not to, for example, the black mark against you is crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I might not be entirely being truthful about whether I've had it or not.
But there are people
who... I've deliberately not told anyone, and might not be. People might be surprised, they might not. I'm not going to say if I have had it or not. But people have asked me and said, have you had it? And I've gone, oh, yeah. I did a corporate. I was at the gig and I was talking about symptoms. And he goes, you've had the jab. I said, oh, yeah. Because I don't want to be judged. So I'd rather
but that's
be
the
liar.
Thing. Like, if you smoke, people go, oh, he's an idiot. But it wouldn't be that they fucking hate you.
Yeah.
But if you're not double jabbed.
But that's the thing. It doesn't stop you passing it on. So it's actually a selfish act. Right.
Yeah.
They try to make out selflessness, but I don't think it helps in that way at all, as you say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll be glad when we're not talking about it. That's a fucking sure. But I don't know. Will that ever happen? Because half the population dies because of the bad jabs.
Ash, I've got to revisit something we spoke about a while ago. Do you remember we were saying about the WHO and they're saying that they didn't fund gain of function research? Then it turns out it turns out they did.
And well, it turns out you said they did, yeah.
I said they did. Congress changed the definition of gain of function to retro-engineer it. Did you know that the US, did you know that they did that exact same thing with telecommunications after 9/11?
What did they do?
The government said to all the phone companies, mobile phone companies, we want all the data and we want this and it's illegal. So they sent them all these text messages and voice messages from all the users, illegal. And then when they got found out, when it turns out they did this illegal thing, Congress paused it and said, oh, we're doing it while it's this sort of like, the aftermath of 9/11, then changed the law retrospectively. So what they did,
even though it
was legal when they did it, Congress retroactively changed the law, so it wasn't. It was like, that's not right, is it?
No, if it happened, absolutely not right. Absolutely not right if it happened.
Yeah, and I think it's happened again with this Dr. Fauci and gain of function.
Yeah, well.
So they can just do what they want. They can do what they want. And you think, oh, there's no conspiracy. How is that not a conspiracy?
Well, if it happened, it is.
Why do you always say if it happened?
Well, because I haven't seen any of the evidence, and I know that if I question you on it, you'll say Facebook or someone told me. Oh.
Actually, no, that one was quite a reliable source, I'll have you know.
Yeah, how is he doing?
Yeah, I was watching an old episode of Joe Rogan, and it was Edward Snowden, and that was his job, because he worked in the FBI or whatever, I don't know what he worked in. He was the guy who was to do with communications. So what he said they'd do is they'd compartmentalise it. So you'd have all the different departments, and they actively didn't let any of the departments know what the other departments were doing. So it was like you couldn't have a whistleblower that knew everything. No. It was like if you worked in this, if you was in that sort of area, it was like need to know.
But what happened with all that? He released a load of stuff, and then he became the villain.
Yeah, exactly. But he was saying because of what he did, he was like data everything. He was like a computer guy. He was the sort of, because if like anything went down and that, or someone come in and said, we need this information, he had to be able to get his hands on it. So he knew everything, what was going on. And that's actually, he said it. And he said it's on record, it's a matter of record.
He ended up going to Russia, didn't he? They looked after him.
You are quick on the old Wikipedia, I'll give you that.
No, I didn't. I haven't actually. But I think I saw an interview with him where he was in Russia, like they'd agreed to meet.
So, let's take now you can just take if that's true out of your sentence.
Oh, no.
So that is true.
Yeah.
And it's also true with Dr. Fauci and them changing the definition of Game of Function was a really shit HBO series. But yeah, so... Game of Frustration, do you remember that?
Frustration. What was frustration? Was that where you hit the dice?
Pop-a-matic in the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
Dice in a dome. And
was it a dice? Frustration. Was it dice or a die?
It was a dice. Because I'd rather say something technically incorrect than be a wanker. How about that?
I loved those little poppers. You used to have remote control cars that were controlled by one of them back in the old day.
Mm.
Like... Do you remember
and those
that?
Lights, you can get those little lights that you stick up and you put three AAA batteries.
Lights?
Like those little lights, like a little pop-o-matic light. You get like three in a pack, they're sticky backed, and you put like three AAA batteries. I've got one in my hand right now.
Oh, like a Listen. Little spotlight. That's not the same. They used to have a remote control car that you controlled by sound. We had a TV that had a sound-based remote control.
Yeah.
When you press the button, it went beep.
I remember remote control TVs that had a wire.
Of course, yeah.
That's, young people don't get that, do they?
No.
They weren't. I don't even think my kids would even think of even buying a TV. They never lay their eyes on one.
It would have to be a smart TV so they could stream YouTube into it.
No, they don't even do that, mate.
Do they not?
No, they don't.
I have to constantly be on at my son, actually, saying that. I say, put it up through the telly. Just put it through the TV.
No, my boys just watch TikTok.
On their phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you want to put... And then I saw this, the SpongeBob one. Why aren't you in uniform? Where young girls, they walk out and it goes, and why aren't you in uniform? And then it goes... And they come out wearing, like, sultry... naughty, scampy clothes. So I watched about 1,100 of them. And then I thought,
I don't think
this is for me. I don't get it.
No, it's not.
And then I said to my boys, you've been watching the You in Uniform. Why aren't you in uniform? And they were like, no. And then what is it? And I said, forget it. I'm leaving my mic, shut up. What are you talking about? Get to your room. Give me your phone. Get out.
I've never used TikTok. I set up an account.
Oh, I haven't. I thought I could like be a millionaire from TikTok and then couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. Well, all you have to do is pretend to trick your partner into something. Oh,
you nailed that, ain't you? They are so bad.
Why are they so shit?
Like I said about that Adam Kirk in Russia, they did this weird propaganda on TV, like a far left group battling, and it was all fake, and the audience knew it was fake, but they all sort of. It's like people watching it know it's not real. It's like wrestling. You know when you start, like, you know when you used to actually say to people that like wrestling, like you actually thought they thought,
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's really fake, and they'd like go, yeah, I know it is, and I just go, oh well, why would you watch it then? But like you're really.
I never liked wrestling. I never watched wrestling.
No, me neither.
But I think if you, I think I could, not that I ever wanted to, but I think I could see the, if you know it's fake.
That's the thing. But like,
I think you could
fan.
Enjoy it if you're watching it as an entertainment show. I think you could.
With TikToks. I think they know these pranks are fake. I don't think anyone actually thinks they're real. And I think the more fake they look, the more views they get.
Yeah.
It's like this weird alternative universe.
I'm going to hide in this bit. Like, there's ones where I'm going to hide behind this piano and then my wife's going to come into the house. And it's like, hold on. She could.
And they keep going up to the camera and doing the shush sign and stuff, didn't they? Yeah, like, hamming it. Do they get more money for the longer you watch? Because I've noticed they drag it out.
I don't know about TikTok. I don't know how the money works at all.
I know on Facebook someone, because everything's the same now, because you get those YouTube shorts.
Sure,
and that's
same thing.
Yeah. And you know, like Facebook became like Twitter. Once you could start putting pictures on Twitter and Twitter used to be 140 characters. That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then it became like Facebook and Facebook became like Twitter and that you can share things and I don't know, whatever
they
did.
I loved quitting Facebook. But I have realised when I've gone back to the like reactivated my account that I have got so many more gigs.
Oh, like, I couldn't be about Facebook. I haven't got anything. I've got rid of my Instagram. I've got rid of my Twitter. I've got rid of even Charlotte. I've gone. Don't not doing it anymore.
No.
Deleted all the apps. But Facebook, the notification comes on, and there's forums in there where I get all my work.
Yeah, that's it. I need to get better at getting those forums.
And for some reason, I wouldn't have Messenger if it wasn't for the fucking Philistinian Luddite that is Ash Frith, who I can't get a hold of any other way apart from Facebook Messenger.
What? How would we talk?
Well, WhatsApp, like everyone else, but you don't, and you're never on
WhatsApp
there.
Owned by Facebook? No, I'm not on there.
It's owned by Facebook, but I don't have to have the Messenger. I've started getting so many of these, like, come look at my pictures, darling. This is my asshole. I don't know what's happened to my Facebook. I never used to get it. I'm getting
up. I had one at breakfast. We went out for breakfast the other day, me and my wife, my daughter, And I went, oh, a lovely new message has come in. And it was exactly one of them. It was just like, oh, do you want to see my bum hole open or something?
Yeah.
So, oh, this is nice. It's coming at 8. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you want to see my, do you want to see the inside of my bum ring?
Must be very strong. Imagine if you worked as a proctologist and you got those.
Okay. Oh, yes, I do actually. Because that well, is, I charge well,
what's the problem? You'd be like, what's the problem? What are the symptoms?
It's such a weird thing, those. Like, if they ever work, do they ever work? Or is it just they capture 14-year-old boys? Is that
well, I've
is?
Got to say, I
do spend quite a lot of money.
No, I was going to say, let's tie it in. You know how I was just saying about people know wrestling's not real? People know those pranks aren't real. You still, if we're really honest, I know it's, but you still do get a little dopamine hit that someone wants to show you their bum hole.
No.
A little tiny frisson.
I always think it's a bloke who's got a picture, a stock picture of a woman.
That's what I'm saying, Ash. And
I don't get that. I don't get beyond that.
I know it is a bloke. I know it's a bloke. And people know wrestling's fake. But on some tiny little split second molecular level, you do get a little, someone wants me.
I don't.
That's how it works. Well, that's how it must work, right? Because everyone knows.
But what I really don't understand, like, because pornography is so easily obtained, why is anyone getting any kind of buzz off of that? I'll click on this and see my videos. Oh, just spend this amount of money.
Because it's in your inbox and you feel it is a little bit bespoke. I know it's not, like I said, but maybe people collude and go along with the illusion.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's all crazy, mate. People are strange. Things are strange. The world's strange. I am, as we know, team simulation theory.
Why are they cranking the simulation up? What's going on?
I think it's like critical mass. I think it's the opposite of E equals MC squared in that
to get to speak like the more energy you need, the more energy you need, the greater your mass is, so you can never achieve it.
I think it's working the opposite way, that as we're getting towards the sort of fulcrum, because I think that what happened was we developed this technology, and then we hit the point of the sort of like singularity where we know and can see everything. You know, if you think that like, you know, like the Gary Kasparov in the 90s was like, now, you know, you've got a more powerful chess computer on your phone, like, way more like Stockfish and Alpha Zero. They're like, and that's the scary one. Do you know
about Jerry Kasparov? Was that his name? Gary Kasparov.
Gary, yeah.
Could he beat the chess app on its hardest setting easily?
On my phone?
Yeah.
No, nowhere near. On chess.com, you can set the chess computer to like 2025. And I think, and it's like, it's doing like a million calculations per move. And every variant. Do you know the difference? This is so fascinating to me, maybe not everyone else. Do you know the difference between Stockfish and Alpha Zero?
I don't even know what those words mean.
Right, Stockfish was the best chess computer. Like Deep Blue, IBM's Deep Blue.
Was it a nerd? Did it have glasses?
I've got glasses now. Maybe I'm a nerd. Yeah. But Stockfish was a chess computer that they taught the rules of chess and taught the openings and showed like how to pin, how to fork, and inputted all these old games and gave it this huge sort of like cataloged all the sort of like info database of games and that, and then obviously it done all its calculations on top of that. But then they made this one called Alpha Zero, and they just and they reckon it started playing.
Just taught it what? Sorry,
they just taught it how the pieces moved.
Right.
No positions, no theory, no sort of like, oh, this is, if you know, if they play E4, you play E5, and then this is the Roy Lopez, this is the fried liver, this is the Sicilian, this is the Queen's Gambit. None of that didn't actually input the games of the grandmasters over the years. So it didn't have a database. It was just a brain that they showed how the pieces moved. Mm-hmm. And then it started playing itself, and it was playing millions and millions and millions of games, and it beat Stockfish.
Because it had learned. And that's basically what you were doing throughout lockdown, wasn't it?
But a computer that taught itself chess beat a computer that was sort of like given a head start with human input.
Yeah, computers are better than man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so then this keeps happening, and then in the future there's some sort of time travel thing invented, and we go, is created then, and we're in a time loop. So that's why it's speeding up now. As
with,
we
our
get
fish,
closer,
with our fish for cocks.
Yeah, I reckon. Exactly. But as we're getting closer to that singularity, it's all accelerating and getting weirder. Like, everything's getting weird. The simulation's getting strange because we're near that critical point. So
how
I think it's like the Big Bang.
We?
I don't know, but it's like the Big Bang in reverse, if you like. Imagine like the Big Bang is like the, is actually sort of hurtling towards the point where it all starts, if you think about it. Because if it does start in the future, the if we do create a computer that can create a simulation and it creates the simulation that we're in, so we're in this sort of like endless eternal loop, it would start getting weird at that point, wouldn't it?
Well, any computer does. You've got an old laptop, you boot it up, you get sort of weird glitches on it. I remember playing Championship Manager once and all the players started at Aston Villa in 1900.
Did you go out of your way to say something irrelevant?
Mm.
That's not quite the same, is it? Championship Manager.
I was just trying to make it relatable for the listener.
All the Championship Manager fans out there.
1996. Let us know if you played. So after that, Justin's big question this week is, did you play Championship Manager 96? Get in touch at Pranks and Fur or over on the Patreon if you want to.
This podcast be if it wasn't for a harebrained theory.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's our thing, isn't it?
It's your thing. It's my thing.
It's part of the show. It's part of the show. I don't talk like this normally.
I like to listen to you talk about this sort of shit.
Oh, that's nice. But if the simulation creates a simulation, and I think technology, that's the sort of thing it might do because of something.
Sounds like it. Sounds like this. Maybe we need to have one of these theories in our film, in our heist film from the sperm
bank. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good one. But, I did get that. Do you remember when I was experimenting with the PlayStation VR?
Oh, yes.
I think they made the full version.
Of the
Blood and Diamonds or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, yeah?
And I got the worst motion sickness. Like 3 days of motion sickness.
Yes. Oh,
I actually played it for like a day.
Really?
And I was dizzy for 3 days. So if anyone wants to buy a PlayStation VR, that's got to go, man.
What's that famous game that's like about dragons and stuff? Really famous.
What, on that?
Yeah, I can't
think.
Skyrim, that's it. Yeah. So I played that for, I reckon, 20 minutes and I was sick for 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, I was like in the car.
That's not an exaggeration.
No, I was sick for 3 days. It was 3 days for me as well. But what it was there was this bit where you're in a car with this bloke and he's just talking. It's like a cutscene, but you can look around and that.
Yeah.
And he went, and I'll tell you when it really hit me, he went down this ramp to an underground car park. And then as it got to the bottom, it sort of jolted, like, you know, when you go over a bump.
Yeah, but you didn't feel it.
Yeah, but I actually went super queasy because I was waiting for my stomach to feel the bump, and it was so... And it wasn't like riding on the back of a... in real life, do you know what I mean? It was relatable. It was like... My body knew the worst. Yeah, it's like my body knew what to expect, and it didn't. So he goes too fast down this ramp, and it's sort of like the car sort of... And it's so realistic. And because my body didn't move, I think your body thinks the same. Like, I guess if you get like infection in your inner ear,
eyes telling your body something.
Yeah, but I'm saying in real life, in the old days, I guess if you had like an infection in your inner ears and you're walking around, but you sort of like your equilibrium doesn't know you are, it makes you feel sick. So you sit down and rest maybe until your inner ear gets better. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There must be a function for motion sickness.
Well, your eyes and your ears are meant to be working in tandem, like you're balanced to try and... But I played that Star Wars game. There's a Star Wars game where you're flying around and there's a bit where you like barrel roll and it's exactly the same thing. I'm like, whoa. I had to stop. I haven't played it since, actually, because I was like... I went down and did a sort of spin and my entire body felt like it had been put in a washing machine, but not in the same way as it would if you were actually going
around. No, that's exactly what you mean. Gaps, doesn't it?
That one didn't last for days, but it was probably about 2 hours I felt sick for 20 minutes play. But then do you have to condition yourself to it? I think that...
Because I
pick it up and play it once a month, I play VR. And I honestly think that maybe if you played it a bit more, you'd condition yourself to it. Although saying that, I stuck it on my daughter's head and put Astrobot on and she didn't like it. She's only two.
Yeah, she's, I put it on there and done the one in the shark cage.
Oh my god! Yeah, there is one, isn't there?
That's terrifying. Well, the shark cage one's horrible because it like comes past. No, the shark cage, it comes past and it its tail hits the cage you're in, and then it goes off into the, and then you're looking around, and all of a sudden it proper rams.
Say the whole thing again. Sorry.
There's that simulation when you're in like a shark cage.
Yeah.
And it comes past and its fin like grazes against your cage and comes in through that little slit. And then it goes off in the dark and then all of a sudden it comes really quick and back. It's so scary. We have got to film you watching that or doing a Resident Evil for the pod.
Yeah. Okay. And you.
I've done it.
Yeah. I haven't seen
you go first. You go first.
I'm terrified of all those things. I don't like being made to jump.
Can you get it on your head? I'm being serious.
I have to have one for each eye.
14-inch Samsung monitor strapped to your eyes.
Yes, gaffer taped on. Yeah. It's the only way. Really.
It's the only way it's ever going to really be a feasible.
Well, I'm going to call it because I think the signal is so terrible. I've no idea what this podcast is going to edit together like. So
yeah, well, anyway, the listener got to hear me putting my tooth back in.
That was a big moment, wasn't it?
I'm really panicked, but did I manage to stay calm?
Were you actually panicked?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you going to go to the dentist and just get them to glue? Because they'll just glue it and stick it back
I've
in.
I've got through, but it's money, mate. My car failed as MOT. I've had to spend £290 to get that. It's hardly worth that. I've got to get to gigs. I've got a lot of gigs coming up. I'm just getting...
Well, Justin, listener, Justin has got no gigs at the moment, as he's just not said, but he shouldn't have said. If you want to help Justin get that crown fitted, why don't you go over to patreon.com/pranks and donate as little as $1 a month, is it?
Yeah, and if Samash doesn't get it.
And Samash doesn't get it. Go over to Ko-fi. Is it Pranks and Fur? I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, they should know by now.
Find us on Ko-fi. Find us on Patreon. Give us your fucking money.
We want your fucking money.
And we promise we will continue to do that kind of accent. But if you do go on Patreon, you get extra podcasts every month. There's loads on there. You get... If you go up to that particular tier, it's well worth
it. Stickers?
Stickers. Fucking stickers, mate. I think it's well worth it. I genuinely do. If I wasn't a patron of this podcast, but I was a listener, I'd probably go over there just for Christmas and sign up.
It's a Christmas bonus as well.
Let me just say one thing. I've said it before. If everyone who listened to this did $1 a month on Patreon, this would be our jobs.
And we would do probably an episode a day.
I'd do an episode a day. People would be fucking sick of it.
I wouldn't. Yeah. They'd be 10 minutes long. Yeah,
let's do a Patreon goal. How much do we need to do 3 a week?
Grand.
I mean, that's less than I was going to say. But yeah, okay. Yeah. If you get to £1,000, we will do 3 a week for how long?
Ever. Until it goes under £1,000. I don't know what you're asking me, really.
So you'd do 3 a week for £1,000 a month. For £1,000 a month. For £500
a month. Oh, not for in a week.
No, mate.
No, a week. £4,000.
£4,000 a month.
We need £500 a week each to do 3 a week.
Yeah, we do. Come on, guys. That's not too difficult. You've all got that. Stick your hand in your pocket. Yeah.
Spread it. Hey, listen, I always say this. This is the one thing that no one ever does. Share links, tell friends, post it, spam things. Just please spread it. Spread it like a virus from Wuhan. Take your little mask off and go gob in someone's mouth.
And say, Pranks and Fur. Yeah. That'll do it. Well, let's hope this episode reaches you without just me constantly having to edit out the glitches. But the signal's bad. It's my fault. Fully my fault. And if it does go under an hour, then again, that's just the signal's fault. So don't contact me and say, why is it under an hour, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, we never stipulated that it would be an hour.
Never stipulated.
I've never said that, have you? I remember it used to be 40. I think an hour's too long.
I think we did used to do like an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, and some of them were 40 minutes.
Well, do whatever feels right. You can't say, when you're spitting out these things about fish being people's cocks, you can't then say, oh, yeah, can you just drag that out to make sure it's over an hour? You've got to get
that out for about 3 years, mate, or however long it is. But the point is,
this is free.
This is free. And the thing is, other podcasts have points and they have structure and they have features and they have that.
Guest interaction.
The fun bit is when they go off on tangents. So if all you're doing is tangents, it is what it is.
Is what it is. And some of their listeners get in touch.
Yeah, and give them
as
money.
As far as I'm concerned, there's one person who listens to this a bunch of thousands of times.
Yeah, it could that. I think I know who you mean.
And you are very welcome. In fact, you are the only person who doesn't need to do any of the things we said, whoever you are.
You can still share it
and tell people and spread it and just go, have you seen this? And I don't know. But we need, look, come on, this is good. This is, I'm not a big head, but this is, I know myself, this is good shit. If you like this sort of thing, this is the best example of it.
Yeah,
whatever it is. That. Yeah, whatever it is. This, I mean, a lot of people don't like it, and rightly so. But if you are in a
shit, it is shit.
Yeah, no, but if you want that, then this is the best example of it. If you look on the Bristol stool chart of shit.
Example.
Thanks, listener. Cheers, Justin.